The first round of comments on the FDA standards for growing, harvesting, packing, and holding the produce for human consumption closed on Friday, and one of those submitting comments was the National Association of Conservation Districts. The proposed rules address the impact animals and wildlife have on the cleanliness of fruits and vegetables, as NACD President Earl Garber outlined some of their main concerns with the proposed regulations.
We understand the need for maintaining clean food, and absolutely we agree with the FDA on that, and we said that in our comments. But our concern is it puts an awful lot of weight on our small vegetable producers in America financially. The other thing it does is it has a somewhat of a very severe effect to conservation practices that have been put on these farms in relation to grass cover on the erodible areas near the streams. It affects wildlife habitat that's been established on these farms in behalf of conservation. And because there's some proposals in there that call for clean ground type conditions so that they can monitor and try to keep wildlife out of these vegetable fields. So it's going to be a work in progress. We have to try to work together to balance this. We have to try to keep our producers in business so that they can keep conservation on the ground. We feel like doing away with conservation practices for this purpose is pretty strong movement or pretty intense type requirement. So we would ask that we would get to work with the FDA on this so that we can determine if some of this ground cover can be maintained in relation to water quality restrictions that these same producers are facing. So it's going to be a balance. We have to try to figure out how to address the Food and Drug Administration concern. We got to figure out how to keep conservation and the erosion control and wildlife out there at the same time. So it's going to be a big challenge.
NACD also encouraged FDA to issue a draft proposed rule to provide additional opportunity for stakeholder input. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.